Hi, thank you for contacting XPO. My name is Diana. How can I assist you?
Hi, Diana. My name is David, and I've been having an issue with my dryer, which got delivered yesterday. And there was a small gas leak. I could smell gas in the laundry room, and also the dryer was not hooked up correctly. The washer is fine, but the dryer was not hooked up correctly. And someone was supposed to come out this morning between 9 and 12 to come look at it, but no one came.
Okay. What's the phone number associated with the order?
510-921-6837.
Okay. And the name on the order?
David Yang.
Okay, perfect, Mr. Yang. Thank you for confirming that. To apologize that you have to repeat this information, but I was not provided anything with the transfer of the call. Okay, so let's see here. You're located at 3100 Harbor Shore Lane in Elk Grove, California?
Yes.
Zip code 95758, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, let's see here. Bear with me while I review the order's information. Let's see. Okay, so there's no route. Let's see. Okay, customer called due to gas leak at bathtub. Schedule delivery. What? So they've been out there to install the items, but apparently they were not installed correctly, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right, and you smell gas. That's not good. Do you have a way to perhaps shut off the gas valve?
Yeah, right now it's off.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Just to confirm that, let's see here. Bear with me a moment. Of course, after reviewing the order, I don't see where it was scheduled for today at all. It was not on a route. Let's see.
Yeah, I talked to someone yesterday, and then I guess, you know, we had to get special approval to get it on today because, you know, gas leak is, you know,
important.
A big issue.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they said, okay, tomorrow between 9 and 12. So I took the morning off and waited, and, like, no one came. So I've been trying to call since 12 o'clock, and I finally got a hold of someone. Like, they called me back after 1. So I just, you know, we'll be able to go in to work today.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So it appears after reviewing the notes, let's see, who did you speak with? That was Carla Hutchinson. Let's see. And it appears that she scheduled you for the 12th. That was on the 10th when she spoke to you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's scheduled for tomorrow. I'm not sure if maybe the verbiage that they used or where the ball was dropped, but it does show that you were originally scheduled for tomorrow.
Yeah, because I talked to them and it said Friday, but I tried to talk to her and she said she possibly gave me earlier when she talked to her manager about it. I don't know like her manager's name or anything, but. That, okay, we could fit you in between 9 and 12, so that's why I stayed home and waited today, and you know, no one called.
Let's see. Give me a second, because honestly, I don't see where that's noted here on the order. I see where you spoke with someone and they scheduled it, but I don't see where they didn't note the part, you know, that they stated that it would be scheduled for a specific time or anything of that nature. So give me just a moment. I'm going to reach out to the warehouse to see if we can get a confirmation. But unfortunately, I do believe that the service will have to take place tomorrow. But I'm definitely going to get a confirmation. Let's see. SMS. All right, and this is the Sacramento Hub. Bear with me a moment, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.